For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
120 on Tuesdays means Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
Good to be with you guys. Hope you're doing great.
Yeah, we are. And certainly looking forward to Georgia getting into some SEC games coming up this weekend. I do want to ask you, though, just like as somebody who does a show, Georgia football specific, every single day, like there's easy ones like Clemson to build up and talk about and react to and all that. Like, how do you evaluate a game like Saturday where everybody knew what was going to happen and then it happened? Like, what are the storylines that come out of that game?
Yeah, I think probably not very much. I mean, you know, you want to go back even like a national championship season in 2022. You know, Georgia didn't play all that great against the lesser teams like Kent State, Samford that year, but was, you know, A-plus against the teams that matter most. So from that standpoint, yeah, I was kind of on guard for less than a stellar performance from Georgia. The truth is, I guess the one big takeaway I did have was they did get off to a faster start offensively. And once I saw that, I sort of figured that whatever happened after that probably doesn't matter very much. You know, frankly, I don't know that the feeling for me is all that different going on the road to Kentucky, you know, here this week, where once again, you know, as long as Georgia wins, even if it's not quite a thing of beauty, you know, it's probably not an excessively important data point ahead of, like, the games that truly matter at Alabama in 2 weeks and, of course, everything after that. You know, this is sort of that thing of Georgia showed what it needed to against the major opponent, Clemson, and the next time it really is sort of gut check time probably is the game coming up against Alabama.
What did you think of the new running back? I mean, he was Etienne. I mean, I know, again, we know who it is, but just watching him in that red and black, what was some of your impressions of that?
Well, it definitely added more fuel to this idea that when it's all said and done, this could be as potent a group of running backs as Georgia's had in some time. And I think that the passing game, the suspicion I have, it's probably still a little bit of a work in progress. So maybe we see more of Georgia running backs on Saturday, especially if the weather is as bad as it perhaps could be. But when you start thinking about, okay, well, a passing game that, you know, could be about as good as Georgia's had with a running game that could be better than at least what it's had in recent years, then that's obviously the building blocks of the offense. So for people who are excited about finally seeing Etienne, I certainly think he gave plenty of reason for that excitement with the way he played against the overmatched team. And now you sort of start trying to imagine, okay, well, what do all these pieces look like if they get put together at the same time?
What are you, beyond obviously the weather, which could be a factor for sure, what are you thinking about Saturday? I mean, Vandegrift, former Georgia Bulldog.
Dumas over there too, right?
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, the linebacker, Jamon Dumas Johnson.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, I mean, Kirby Smart's been the coach of Georgia since 2016, and if I've got my facts right, they've only covered the spread in one game prior to an off week. This is one of those things where, you know, Georgia just sort of, I mean, I hate to use a phrase like load management because, you know, you don't want college football to be kind of NBA-ified like that. But, I mean, there is a little bit of a thing where if there are players on the fence about playing this week, my guess is they don't play. And what's weird is a lot of these sort of games before off weeks always come against Kentucky. That's usually late in the season prior to playing Florida. Just so happens that this year it's a weird kind of calendar anomaly where there's two off weeks, and lo and behold, Georgia also plays Kentucky early this year. So a lot of the ugly games that Georgia's played against Kentucky, never losses, but, you know, still nonetheless, you know, games closer than experts thought they were supposed to be. For whatever reason, a lot of those games have come against Kentucky. So, once again, I'm sort of on guard for it to maybe not be a thing of beauty on Saturday. But, obviously, I'd be shocked if Kentucky had a chance to win the game late.
Yeah, I mean, the big story definitely is Bach Vandegrift and I won't say his return because they're actually going to see him and everything. But when you look at his recruiting, B.A., and as far as when he was a recruit, when people were trying to sign him to Georgia. Did you ever think that we'd be going to see him play at another school other than Kentucky? Because I always thought he was going to be the starter. I did, from what everybody was telling me. I thought he's better than Carson Beck. Never seen him, but I always thought he was better.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly had high hopes for him when he first came in. And, like, I think he had a legitimate chance to win this job prior to the start of the 2023 season. And I do think that, you know, I think that there were some people around the program that liked, you know, Brock Vandegrift. They thought he was doing a pretty good job. He's clearly got a pretty impressive skill set. But in the case of Beck, I mean, I do think when it was all said and done, you know, he won the job decisively enough that he was the clear, mm-hmm. you know, obvious choice. And obviously his play last year, I think, kind of validated the choice that Georgia made. The truth is, you know, you have to be honest about this, Vandegrift did not play very well last mm-hmm. week. Now, a lot of that's also because Kentucky may have as bad an offensive line as they've had in quite some right. time. But, you know, I mean, this is a Kentucky team that has been pretty competitive more years than not under Mark Stoops as of late. And, you know, they lost as like a 10-point favorite against South Carolina on Saturday. You know, there's just a chance that, you know, Mark Stoops, fresh off almost taking the Texas A&M job, fan revolt prevented that from happening. Maybe it's kind of coming unraveled here in Lexington a little bit. And, you know, maybe Georgia can be the beneficiary of getting a chance to exploit that this week, much like South Carolina did a week ago.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Talk with him every single Tuesday about Georgia Bulldogs football. You made an interesting point on your podcast yesterday, and then Randy brought it up earlier as well, just about how the way the teams that Georgia are going to play on their schedule later in the season have started the season. It might even be looking – Georgia's got a hard schedule, no doubt. The schedule might even look harder today than it did when the season started.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that what Texas did at Michigan was a real significant accomplishment. You know, the old school, Texas is back, that's a meme we've used to make fun of Texas for being perpetually overrated. I don't think you can use that anymore. I think that has now gone out of style. This is back-to-back years. They've won on the road in September against top-10 ranked teams. That's a real thing. And, you know, Tennessee, I don't care what you want to say about NC State, you know, probably not going to be confused with the 85 Bears in anybody's mind. Tennessee won that game by about 40 points on a neutral site, and they did so with defense. That's the one thing that in the Josh Heupel era, you know, not only was Tennessee not playing defense, we didn't even know how much defense was even possible, just given you had to pair it with, you know, a very fast-paced offense, which is not always a great mix. You know, I think that Tennessee's probably not on Georgia's level, but I think that Tennessee's one of the better teams in the SEC right now, and obviously Georgia has to tangle with them in November. That I think both Texas and Tennessee made pretty significant statements on Saturday, and if you're a UGA fan because you play them both, I think you got to notice that.
What do you think about what happened down there on the plains down there?
Well, I think that Auburn is getting ready for a big run in 2025. I just think they knew they didn't have it this year, and that may not be the only – now, listen, I picked Auburn in the game because, you know, they typically play well in Jordan-Hare Stadium, but this is just a bad football team. And they stay with Peyton Thorne at quarterback because I guess they just knew they were going to be bad. But they're also recruiting pretty well. You know, Hugh Freeze is good at the talent acquisition game. My guess is somehow, some way, it's a very different-looking Auburn team in 2025. But this may end up being one of the worst teams in the league here this year, and yet they may suffer through that with the belief that it can be far better next season.
How do you think this what is it, injury reports or availability report or whatever it's called ahead of SEC games? How do you think Georgia's going to handle it? Obviously, they have to as a part of the league. How do you think the ETN thing would have gone week one had they been playing an actual SEC opponent?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly been a pretty hot topic around Georgia as of late about exactly how that might would have been handled. My theory is that Kirby will take a little bit of a page from the old Bill Belichick book, where obviously Kirby doesn't reveal too much, and so therefore he may reveal a lot from having to, you know, avoid having to have the thing that he doesn't want revealed noticed. In other words, we may
everybody's
see a pretty long list of names.
Everybody's questionable.
A lot of probable, it just may be one of those deals where, like, they're just putting out all kinds of information as a way of sort of flooding the zone. I think they may do that, but as you touched on this, it's really important to keep in mind it is an availability report and not an injury report. All it tells us is so-and-so likely to play or not. But the most important question is, okay, well, how hurt is he, and how much does his injury hamper his ability to contribute? And we're not getting that information, but if you're a gambler or just a fan of the team, that's the thing that really matters most, and we're obviously not going to learn any of that from these availability reports. kind of the same way we don't get that in the NFL either.
Yeah, I had a quick question. I don't know if we ever asked you about this. Well, you just mentioned the Tennessee and NC State game. Obviously, Georgia here playing. How do you feel about neutral site off-campus games?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, the one thing about them is they're just easier to schedule because it only requires getting 1 year and you get money for it. So, you know, if there wasn't the game in Atlanta, then we probably wouldn't have seen Georgia play Oregon a couple of years ago. And it would be much harder to schedule a game like Georgia and Clemson. And look, in future years, I think it's still very much to be determined how much non-conference football we see. And I hate to say it this way, but in the future, will a team that mostly plays on ESPN even be willing to play a team that mostly plays on Fox? Kind of like the old school boxing thing where you're either an HBO boxer or a Showtime boxer. I sort of worry that college football could eventually go in that direction. I hope that's not the case because I do think non-conference games are fun. But while it's probably better to play on campus, I believe it is, the neutral site games are easier to schedule because it's just for 1 year and you get a good bit of money. So I think the presence of those games, the neutral site, gives us better football week one, week two, than we would typically get. It'd be great to play these games on campus, but that ends up being a pretty hard thing to sort of figure out.
Did what Clemson did to App State on Saturday night change the week one win at all for you, make it even a little bit better?
I mean, I think it is a little bit more impressive. I didn't expect Clemson to come out and play that well offensively against App State. It's a pretty good group of five team.
Neither did my wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the tie there to that. Well, I hate that for the Bunker household. But yeah, I mean, I thought it kind of bolstered the quality of the win there a little bit. Clemson did a nice job of bouncing back, and just a reminder of all the statements that have been made thus far this season, including Texas on the road against the national champs. The best win to date to begin this year was Georgia against Clemson in Atlanta. I feel confident in saying that.
Brandon, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Always great to be with you guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.